Right, welcome to Wednesday again, and it's Ask Uncle Lee Day. Right, so let's get into the questions.
Welcome to my channel. You are entering the world of magic and mysticism with your host, Lee W. Johnson. Keep the lights on and help improve the channel by becoming a supporter for just $2.99 per month. Hit the join button.
Okay. Question time. This is from Sabithasan 5564. You know who you are. I know who you are. What do you believe about Jesus? What do I believe about Jesus? I believe that Jesus is one of the ascended masters. You know, the problem is there's so much speculation about who Jesus was, his life and everything else, and it's all through the lens or the eyes of other people. So we can't really say who Jesus was actually. We can speculate and we can draw our own conclusions, but apart from that, beyond that, can't really say who he was. I think he was an antinomian. He went against the grain of his current society, and he developed a new following. I don't think his intention was to create a religion that we see today in Christianity. In fact, as far as I remember and recall, he actually despised religion. So, well, according to what other people said in the texts within the Bible, you know, so, you know, we don't really know what he said anyway. But what do I believe about Jesus? I think Jesus was an ascended master and is an ascended master. He became a Christ figure. And we can equate the Christ figure to the Buddhas, the enlightened beings, you know. And when we think of the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, you know, their job really is to help everybody else with spirituality, with spiritual teachings. So they come to Earth to help in that regard. So, you know. As I said, ascended master. I mean, that's really all we need to boil it down to. If you want to get into contact with Christ, with Jesus, then you can do it the same way you would with any other spirit. And, you know, you'll get into contact. Will everybody have exactly the same experience? No. Everybody's going to have their own personal experience, just as everybody does with every other spirit. So I don't think that Jesus is any different to any of the other entities that we interact with. Okay, so hope that answers that one. Let's go on to the next one. This one. Okay, this is a difficult handle. User-QN9YX9CE4Q. Yeah, this is where the handles in the comments, well, the way I get them anyway, get a bit difficult sometimes. But it does make it easier to tag people in the description so they can see when their questions have been answered. So I guess there's that. Let's see. Hi, Lee. My question is in regards to places that I do rituals in regularly. The energy can become thick and nauseating. I cleanse, banish, sage, etc., but it never feels normal. As soon as I evoke Orobas or Belial, the dense energy comes right back afterwards. Any ideas on how to leave the area neutral after rituals? Thank you. Okay, so I think we did discuss this a bit further in the comments. It sounds like you have just an infestation of astral parasites or negative energy or sludge or something, and this can be a result of many, many things. Are you keeping your house clean? Are you doing regular cleansing work? And when we're referring to the cleansing work, it's your normal everyday cleaning that you do every day, every week, every month, you know, whatever your schedule is, but just incorporate a spiritual aspect to it. So, you know, when you have your shower on a daily basis, or your bath, or you wash your hands or something, don't just think of yourself as washing off the physical dirt, also wash off the energetic dirt. When you wash your dishes, when you mop the floor, when you vacuum the carpet, all of these things just add the element of cleaning the negative energies, as well as cleaning the physical dirt. You know, just do that on a regular basis, and you'll find that it starts clearing out that negative energy. The difficulty is, if you are traipsing in that sludge every single day, it can build up, so you've got to clean a bit more, or you've got to try and figure out what the source is and then correct the source. Maybe you are going to a place that there's just a lot of this energy that is dragging you down, and you're bringing it with you into your home. So, you know, have a look at that. As I said, it could be many, many, many reasons why you have this around you all the time. And obviously, when you're doing your ritual work and you are invoking or working with those higher energy forms like Ouroboros and Belial, you are bringing yourself into a higher vibration. And then afterwards, it's this sludge that comes rushing back in again and brings you down into a lower vibration. So you're constantly in that. So it can be a process to get rid of it, to work through it. But do, just as I said, just do regular cleansing. Try and find out what the source is. Maybe do some divination work to ascertain what that is. And, you know, work from there. Right, hope that one answers that question. Apologies if you noticed an interruption. My battery was running a bit low. Hopefully it's got enough power now to continue. All right. From Petro Heitinkoski, 4072. I'm trying to get into contact with the spirit Bua with no avail. Okay, a bit difficult to answer without any more context, but let's see if we can come up with some ideas for you. Firstly, are you keeping a journal? Are you keeping a record, a detailed record of everything you're doing, the experimentation that you're doing, the tests, the rituals, the invocation methods, the phase of the sun, the phase of the moon, the sign that the moon is in, even the sun, as many little details as you can possibly think of to gather, add that into your record keeping. The reason being that you'll notice patterns with the experimentations that you're doing. And you may actually be getting communication, you're just not realizing it. So try and keep a record of everything that happens, you know, not just what you do in your ritual or the plans that you make to do a ritual, you know, your day, what happens during the day, how are you feeling, everything that happens, and then go back and start having a look through, see if you can pick up repetitive patterns and things like that, because you might be getting the communication, it's just in a way that you're not used to. So record keeping, journaling is very important. Another thing you might want to look at is the method you're using. Change it, try a different method, and this obviously involves reading, studying, finding out what other people have done. And don't just go into the traditional stuff, go into the non-traditional stuff. Have a look at Rufus Opus, have a look at Jake Stratton Kent, have a look at Oren Leach. These are just names that I'm thinking of that I would say are non-traditional magicians, or magicians who do non-traditional type of goetic workings. What else can we have a look at? How are you considering this communication? You did say into contact. Are you building a relationship, or are you just trying to do a one-off kind of contact? If you're building a relationship on a daily basis, then you'll probably find that your energies will start to come closer together, and you'll start to resonate together, and then contact is a lot easier. So have a look at that. Are you, as I said, are you building a relationship? What form of communication are you expecting? Because quite often what you're expecting is not what's going to happen. It could be a form of communication which is, something completely different to what you thought it might be. So there's a lot of things you can look at, consider, but I think the number one thing here is to keep a record, journal everything that's going on, and not just in your workings, but in your daily life. And you'll start to see things that are patterns that are reoccurring. And if you're trying a particular method, you keep a record of that and the results you get. Try a different method, keep a record of that and the results you get, and compare the two. Keep on going like that and see which one actually works better. You can then start combining methods and coming up with something that works for you, because you may find that a particular method, you find that one particular area within that method of working kind of resonates with you, but the rest of it doesn't. So that kind of makes everything fall off the cliff type of thing. And the same with another one. So you may be able to take like three or four different methods and extract particular things within those methods of working that resonate with you and can work together in order to accomplish the goal. And then try that and experiment with it, test it, record it, keep your records, and go back and have a look what worked and what didn't work. So record keeping is extremely important, it really is. So anyway, try that, see how that goes. Okay, let me go to the next one, which I think was this one. Let me just check I didn't go too far forward. That one's it. Okay, here we go. All right, the Wizard Den. Hello, Uncle Lee. Question for you. I've been reaching out to King Paimon thousands of times. It says to buy. I'm not sure if that's you reaching out to King Paimon or King Paimon's reaching out to you. Anyway, he's my patron. What are the best ways to strengthen my bond with my patron spirit? Also, it's my experience I can have multiple patrons and matrons, as I've had multiple spirits reaching out to me, or I feel pulled to multiple spirits. What's your view on multiple patron spirits? Okay. So firstly, building a relationship with or strengthening the bond with your patron is really the same thing you would do with any paternal or maternal figure in your life. Build a relationship, keep working on the relationship, make daily offerings, do daily prayers, talk to them daily, sit down and have a cup of coffee with them. That's something I like to do every now and again, is to make a cup of hot chocolate. Well, two actually. I'll either make two cups of hot chocolate, or I'll just do a libation, just spill some of mine into a libation dish. But sit down with them like you would with a normal person, a real living person. Sit down with them and have a cup of hot chocolate or a cup of tea or beer or something like that, and just chat. Build that relationship the same way you would with anybody. And that strengthens the bond, as it would with any relationship. And then on to multiple patrons and matrons. I don't personally think we have multiple patrons and or matrons. I think there's one or two, and usually it comes in the patron-matron aspect, or it's a patron or a matron. In people's lives, but those are kind of I always see them as sort of the guiding principle. They're always there kind of in the back, and you know, just pushing and nudging and bringing things in that you need at the particular time and things like that. Some people work with their matron or patron on a very, very personal basis, and quite often it's the only spirit they actually work with. For me, it is that sort of staying in the background and just guiding, the guiding principle in my life, which also comes with the personal daimon or the holy guardian angel, the spirit or the entity which overrules our existence, kind of pushes us towards our true will, that type of thing. But when it comes to the other spirits that you feel drawn to, or the multiple spirits that you're talking about, they are possibly coming in and out of your life. And they may come in for a period of time, and then they'll leave and somebody else will come in. And then later on, years later, they may come in again. But they usually come in and go out of your life in order to help you, work with you, teach you, guide you on a particular thing. And these are not necessarily considered to be your matron or patron. They are just spirits which have been brought in to aid you on in a particular thing. So I wouldn't say you have multiple matrons or patrons. It's just that. You know, that guiding principle just brings some in, you know, one or two or however many into your life, just to kind of teach you something at that particular point. Okay. I might leave it there. Let's just see what the next question is. The next question's kind of a lengthy, difficult one. It's about local land spirits and connecting with the local ecosystem. So I'm going to start with that one next week. I'm going to leave this one here today. It is a little bit shorter than usual. If you do have more questions, please send them, put them in the comments, so I can build up the list again, because it did dwindle for a little bit. I have been getting some fantastic questions, and I thank everybody for that. But if we can get more questions to build up the list, then we can keep this going for a long time. All right. So I'll see you next week with more questions. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.